I have electric stove, and I have my cupboards and my refrigerator and my table, my microwave and my cupboards. That's my kitchen, and my bedroom is my dresser and my bed and my little table. And
Okay, and in this room here?
it's front room. I have a couch and two chairs and my TV, and I have a phonograph there. What is it they call those? I can't think. What the It's a cabinet deal. Cabinet radio and
Probably stereo
stereo.
or I see. Now, did you ever have anything called a bureau?
Well, that's a we call them a dresser.
I see. Same thing.
And then the chest of drawers is tall ones. It's just got the drawers. There's no, you don't use it. It's got the top on it, but it's different from the dresser. You know, the dresser has three or four drawers, but it's wider.
I see. Okay, great. And do you remember, did you ever have pigs that you had to feed in the old days?
Oh, heavens, we had pigs just not very long ago.
Oh, really? What did you take the scraps out in to them?
Well, we saved all the scraps from the table, and we had these plastic pails that you see laying all over the country. They come from, we get them at the cafes, you know, they save them for us. And it's the slop, we call it slop, you
I see. Now, was there ever a time when they had metal pails or buckets?
Oh, they used to have galvanized, all kinds of galvanized pails. You know, that we used those too. But for grain, they just would just go out and scoop that into a in buckets and take it to the hogs, you know. And a lot of times in the wintertime, if we had them in the wintertime, we'd fix a 50-gallon barrel and fix it so we could put a fire under it, and we'd cook that feed. You know, it was wheat and barley and corn and stuff like that. And if we raised a lot of potatoes, used to, and the small potatoes we would put in and cook them for the hogs. You know, they make fine, really fine
You
feed.
really like that. Now, you mentioned that, were there other types of buckets for household use or?
Well, just aluminum. There was aluminum pails. We had some of them, but most now they're all plastic. You don't can hardly buy any metal pails of any kind. There was stainless steel. We used to run a dairy, and they were we had milking machines, and that was stainless steel. They were all stainless steel, you know.
Now, they used to call if you were to buy canned goods, they'd say that those cans were made out of something.
Well, they're just made out of tin.
I see. Okay. Now, I noticed you said both the word pail and bucket. Is there a difference in
Well, no, that's it.
which do you prefer? Pail, probably?
Oh, well, pail is what most of them say, but if I get in a hurry, I just say bucket, so it doesn't make any
Doesn't
difference to
make.
me.
Yeah, I see. Okay. Now, if you're going to do the dishes, maybe you could tell me how you do that.
Well, I have a dish pan there that I just run the water in, and I put my dishes in that, and I have another one over here with hot water in, and I just dip them in and rinse them and put them in the strainer. I don't dry them with a towel.
Oh, you don't? What do you call that? The cloth that you would.
Dish towel.
Okay. And that would be the wet
Tea
cloth.
towel. Most of them call them a tea towel. I mean, if you want to be real fancy, it's a tea towel.
I see. Okay. And what does the water come out of?
The faucets.
Okay. Would you call that any other name?
No. It comes in out of the well into a 80-gallon tank. It's cold water goes into that, and then we have a pump, and that pumps the water from the well into this tank, and then we draw the water. And then I have a hot water tank in here, and it's piped in here, and that's where how we have our water.
Wow, that's interesting.